Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, guys. Welcome to Get Real, hosted by us, Ashley.
BM.
And Peniel couldn't make it today, but we have a special guest joining us today, yo! And it is Alexa.
We got Alexa in the house.
Finally. Finally, you're here. Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Guys, and today we're going to talk about personality.
Oh, no.
There are many things like astrology and MBTI, and everyone just kind of wants to articulate exactly what their true personality is. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that. But before that, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. Mm-hmm. And make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Music and leave us a nice review so more people can find out about our show.
5 stars.
Yes.
All right. The transition. Sure. All right. Oh my gosh, Alexa, you're finally here.
Finally, yo. Honestly. Woo! Again.
Okay, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for those people who might not know me, I'm going to look at this camera. Hi, I'm also on a podcast here at the Dive Studios.
Hey.
Hadig.
Dive.
Dive. But today I am here on Get Real and I'm so excited to be here. So.
Yes. Yes.
I wish Peniel could have been here too.
I know, but he's doing the thing.
I know. Have you met Peniel before?
I actually used to do radio with him at TBS like way back.
Right.
Yeah. For about a year.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. That's okay. How I got to know the Batab man. But, yeah.
Okay. So, if you guys don't know, she go check out her podcast with Jay. He's on it too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did I get here?
Check out her music too.
Yes.
Amazing artist.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's… have you met her before?
No, this is my first time.
Oh yeah, me too.
I just saw so many clips through the Dive Studios social media.
Me too,
Same, so…
So we're kind of like going to get to know each other, I guess, through this episode and talk about like our astrology signs and like MBTI.
Let's do it.
And stuff like that. Okay. So wait. Describe each other's personalities in 3 words.
Each other's personalities?
So it's like…
From like first impression, I just met her like on the elevator 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She petite.
Yes, personality trait.
Petite. Personality, yeah. Not petite. Big personality.
Thank you.
Very
spunky.
Outgoing.
Ooh. Outgoing.
Ooh. Outgoing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Funny.
Funny. Maybe. I'm thinking.
Let's do Ashley. Grandma.
Oh, no.
That's not a personality.
It could be.
Yeah.
I say she's very lovely. Very lovely personality.
Lovely grandma.
Lovely grandma. Very welcoming. That's a part. Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely welcoming grandma.
Okay, let's do Matthew.
Yeah, let's not. Let's go straight into it, guys. All right, so astrology.
Oh, Peniel. Free-spirited.
Mm. Honest.
Very spontaneous. Mm.
Honest. He's very warm.
Very honest. Warm, yeah.
Warm.
Funny. He's a funny guy too.
Mm. First, I guess we'll start with astrology.
Okay.
I am not very familiar with astrology. Mm-hmm. I just know that whenever I say I'm a Scorpio, people are like, oh, you're a Scorpio.
Why? What's like the…
We're like one of the most intense like signs.
You're one
intense,
of them up like, there, yeah.
Intense in what way?
Like we're crazy.
Like you're crazy?
Yeah.
So they're kind of almost like looked down upon?
not looked down upon, but
they're just that crazy.
They're an intense. It's very, very hit or miss with Scorpio. That's the thing. Very hit or miss.
Have you ever met a Scorpio significant other?
No, but one of my best friends back home is a Scorpio and I love her to pieces.
Uh-huh.
But some Scorpios that I know, I'm like, I do not want to be within a 5-foot radius of you.
Wow, really?
But you're fine. Okay. You're fine. You're a good Scorpio. Okay.
There are actually so many Scorpios in Dive. Like Joan is a Scorpio. Eric is a Scorpio.
Oh.
Eric's two brothers are Scorpios too, right?
Both Scorpios?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh no.
My brother's a Scorpio too.
Dive is just consisted of so many crazy people.
Water signs.
Okay, so of course, we're doing this for fun. You know, kind of like, you know, when we were young, we used to go through the magazine and go all the way to the back and be like, oh, what's my sign? And what's my week going to look like? Mm-hmm. So this is just for fun. We're not taking this seriously. And yeah, I don't think it's that big here in Korea, right?
I don't think so either.
Yeah, it's not big at all. Yeah, most people don't even know their horoscopes.
Sign, right?
Yeah, I think they're bigger on MBTI, which we will talk about later. But I think like in America and in different parts of the world, like astrology is huge.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's also… I didn't know about this till recently either. But there's like the sun sign, rising sign, and moon sign. Mm-hmm. So it goes more in depth.
Wow.
So yeah, Diane helped me find out what my signs were.
Yeah.
But should we start with… Okay, wait. So what these means… The sun sign represents our ego, ooh, as well as our point of reason when making decisions.
Okay.
And then the rising sign is your social personality and how you come across others. And then the moon sign represents your emotional side, like your feelings, intuition, and memories. Okay. So let's start with BM.
Yo.
He was born on October 20th, 1992 in Pomonka?
Pomona. There's a C.
There's a
typo.
Okay.
Yeah, Pomona.
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 There was a typo, okay?
Pomona. Okay.
Pomona.
We're not going to get past this word. Try again.
No, so it's Pomona.
Pomona, California.
Yes, Pomona, California at 12 p.m. Oh. Right at 12 p.m.
Well, I mean around there.
Around then.
Do you need to know the exact same… Like,
it helps, but it's…
Okay.
It's fine.
It's the gist.
Yeah.
Okay, so his son is a Libra. He has a great need to be part of a group. He likes to mix with people and seeks partnerships. I feel like that's very true.
I do.
Yeah, he likes and respects justice. Oh,
so yeah, true. I'm big on that.
Good.
And he approves of society's values. He is level-headed and assimilates quickly. Would you agree?
I'd agree with that.
Okay. His weaknesses.
Oh,
may
no.
not think enough. That is so true.
Brain smooth. Okay.
He doesn't think enough. He is frivolous. He has great interest but lacks real commitment or knowledge and love.
Oh.
Really?
What? No. I think he is… No.
What say you?
Lack commitment or knowledge
and
love?
No, definitely not true.
I think I'm a lover boy. Like…
He's very committed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm strong with commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You wrong. You wrong, astrology.
He is easily swayed by group pressure.
I think this is a big one.
Really?
I try not to be as much as I can. I try to be like confident in my own thoughts and decisions and whatnot.
Mm.
But there are times where I feel like nowadays, especially when it comes to music and like… ideas, I'll ask people with a thought in my head saying, I don't give anyways, like what you say. I'm just gonna think like this. And then I'll hear their answer, right? And I'll be like, oh, like, oh, I gotta change this. Yeah. So like, yeah, I'm pretty easily swayed.
Oh, okay.
I try not to be though.
Mm. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then the rising is Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. Are you a Sagittarius?
I am.
Oh. Wait, but does that mean you guys are… You guys vibe well just because your main is Sagittarius and his rising is Sagittarius?
So with the rising is basically how you appear to other people. Uh-huh. So I mean, I could easily tell that from this. So definitely there was a fire sign somewhere in the charts and Sagittarius is what it is apparently.
You're
so
big on astrology, aren't you? You know, like the fire sign and everything. What is a fire sign? Is there like water sign?
There is. So you're a Scorpio, you're a water sign. You're Libra, you're an air sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like water though.
You don't like water?
I don't like water.
Oh no.
I'm scared of water.
You're scared of water?
Yeah.
You drink water.
No, I like drinking water. Wait, so what does that mean? I'm very like fluid? Does it mean
So from what I understand, this is a major rabbit trail, but water signs tend to be very emotional. They're more emotional spectrum.
She's very emotional.
I'm very emotional. Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She cries at like the smallest things. I thought it was because she was a grandma, but…
No, she's a water sign.
Okay, she's a water sign. What else? What else? Yeah, water.
Water.
Okay. Eyes.
And then if I'm correct, fire signs tend to be like, no pun intended, but more hot-headed with their decisions. Very kind of sporadic, spur of the moment.
Okay.
Earth signs clearly are very grounded in their way of thinking. They're very… what's the word I'm trying to think of? They think things through.
Are you an earth sign?
No, fire sign.
Oh, fire sign.
Ooh, you hot-headed. Yeah.
And then air signs, they just tend to go with the flow of things. They're kind of neutral.
Peniel's air sign.
I'm also an air sign.
Oh, you're air sign.
You said Libra's air sign.
Oh, okay.
Peniel
is Pisces.
That's a water sign.
Oh, that's a… Oh.
So you're
he does not cry.
He has no emotion. Really?
He just makes fun of people and laughs. That's the only emotion he has.
There's always two sides of the spectrum though. So I mean, there's some that are very and then some that are neither.
Yes.
All right. So
I don't know.
You know more than any of us. So we need your help. So Matthew's rising sign is Sagittarius. Yeah. And there is an unmistakable faith and enthusiasm with Sagittarius rising people. Grand schemes, big promises, and a willingness to explore and experiment are themes. Oh, it's like big promises. I'm going to buy you a Rolex. You know, that's what he said to his family before leaving.
I came to Korea.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tells us that story a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to stop with those promises. I'm trying to chill out. It's like before I think it through, I'm just like, hey, the cost is the how much am I making now? Okay.
Also, follow through is not a strong characteristic of Sagittarius.
Follow through.
They're somewhat restless and often active.
Mm.
Yeah, I would say you are.
Yeah.
Active.
Follow through is not a strong characteristic. Yeah. I'll like say things and then like I'll remember. I'll be like, oh, that's right. I have to do this because I said I would. There'd be a lot of those. Mm. But I do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well…
They always seem to be looking for something that is just out of grasp. And many do this their entire lives. Mm. They can be direct at times. Yet they're likable enough to forgive. And then most have a lot to say and offer. Their insights and opinions are usually interesting and exciting. Although sometimes lacking in details.
Ooh.
Bingo. He feels attacked right now.
Well, I mean, this is the rising. This isn't even the main one.
This is how people see you. That's the thing.
Oh,
whatever.
No.
Okay, and his moon is Leo.
What's the moon? What's
it's the emotional one, right?
Like, where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think this is true. Moon and Leo people want to create and entertain. They can be rather lazy at times and a little bossy too.
Ooh, bossy.
Generally though, they have a deep need to treat others fairly and justly. Lunar Leos require lots and lots of love and care in order to function well in the world.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay. They prefer to take things in dignified ways in public. At home, however, they're given to big displays of emotional drama.
Yeah. There's Leos. Been instances where like when I first got to Korea and like all the culture shock and being lonely and stuff. I go back home. I took all that with me. And then there were a couple times. Anyways.
All right.
Continuing.
Okay. It's done. It's over.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
That was the end of BM's sign.
By the way, before we finish, I feel like some things were right and some things weren't. All the positive stuff, absolutely correct. All the negative stuff, yeah. Okay, Ashley. Born on November 9th, 1991 in Incheon, South Korea at 10:45 a.m. Your sun is a Scorpio sign. Scorpios are known for their intensity. They are determined folk that absolutely throw themselves into whatever they do, but getting them to commit to something is rarely an easy task. In fact, it's better not even trying to get them to…
do anything?
To do anything.
What?
Physical energy and courage. Strong passions, regeneration and improvement. Strong sexual powers.
What does that mean?
Scorpio. Scorpio's in line with Venus. That's the thing. So…
And you know what Venus rhymes with. No.
I quit.
What are you guys thinking? Like what? Potential issues. She is suspicious, defiant, extremist. She is sometimes vindictive.
Suspicious.
She's very, you sus.
Oh, okay. I'm not sus. Okay.
You're looking okay, real sus right now. Astrology said it. Okay. How do you feel about these right now? Do you feel like they're pretty accurate?
I don't get the potential issues part. I don't understand that. I'm extreme.
Potential.
What exactly does an extremist do? It's just everything's just extreme to them?
Zero to 100.
That's like me.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I'm a pretty extremist then.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I'm up there, I'm up there. When I'm down low, I'm like down low.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to the rising. Your rising is a Capricorn sign.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn ascendants. These were the children who were considered the responsible ones.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was themselves who looked around them and felt the need to be structured, dependable, and responsible members of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So often, Capricorn rising people adopted a strong sense of tradition, family, and responsibility at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
I can That's see true. That. Yeah.
And also, I was the firstborn to immigrant parents. So I think that's why I felt the need to like take care of my family more.
Yeah, and you were a leader of your group too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And yeah. Capricorn rising people are generally beyond family and forever worry about security for themselves and their dependents. Mm. But they can have an inner struggle. They often ask themselves, am I doing enough? Do I deserve all of this? How can I make things better? They worry a lot about the future.
Mm.
It's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm kind of like, I do worry about the future, but I'm kind of like live in the moment too.
Okay. Mm.
So I'm not always stressing out about like, oh, I got to do this now for the future. It's kind of like I want to have fun and enjoy life as it goes too.
No.
So yeah, it's like half and half.
I feel like this is like 3-4 years ago you.
Yeah.
More intense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I was
old.
Part of, you know, the group. Yeah. Okay.
Moon sign is Sagittarius.
Interesting.
They are extraordinarily happy and easygoing folk as long as they don't feel caged in or cooped up.
Mm-hmm.
Lunar Sagittarians have a simultaneous need for activity. Meeting new people, going out into the world, and travel are all important to their sense of well-being. They love open spaces and in their homes, a roomy and bright environment.
So true. But I don't have that right now. So that's why I think I'm so miserable.
You know what? We can change that. We can change that. Actually.
I don't have a bright, roomy environment at home.
2021 manifesting.
Yeah, I like, you know, all the sunlight coming in. You know, big windows. Mm-hmm. But it's impossible right now. Yeah. But one day.
One day.
Okay.
Korea got a lot of buildings. Like, so it's like… The next building is like literally a foot next door.
You can high-five your neighbor.
Yeah,
yeah, seriously.
You can high-five him. You can like hear him singing in the shower.
For real.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, Peniel's not here, but should we still read? And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So quickly, Peniel was born March 10th, 1993 in Chicago at 3:15 a.m. His sun is Pisces.
Sure.
Pisces are not only changeable and adaptable, they have open minds and tremendous understanding. But Pisces itself is often misunderstood. Some find Pisces' tendency to be late for appointments, spaced out behavior, and absent-mindedness amount to irresponsibility. Pisces would be shocked to know this, however. Who? Me? Pisces wonders, irresponsible? I so pictured Peniel saying that out loud right now.
I think I almost heard him in
yeah,
your voice.
Yeah, me too. Oh man. Pisces sons absolutely care. Their love knows no bounds, but their retreats from ordinary life are not always understandable to no-nonsense people. They prefer to feel their way through life than to follow some plan. Mm. Oh, that's
pretty
very
accurate.
True. Mm. And his rising is the same as me, Capricorn. So he's very big on family, which I feel like is very true
big,
for Peniel.
Yeah, he's a family guy.
Yeah. And then the moon is a Libra. He is sociable and popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people like Peniel. Good judgment. He is intelligent and reasonable, liking social pleasures. He loves social settings. He always wants to hang out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Potential issues though, instability in loving relationships. Wavering may give too much weight to the views of others and to public opinion.
Really? I feel like he's pretty strong in his standpoint, whatever he thinks about. No?
I mean, again, they're just potential issues, meaning these could be present.
True, yeah. Okay. Alexa's.
Okay. Alexa. I hope you're ready.
All right, bring it on.
Since
she's so big on astrology, I feel like you already know. Right?
Possibly.
Okay, but we're going to get through it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Alexa, born on December 9th, 1996. Ooh, you a late baby. Sun, Sagittarius. Like the other fire signs, Sagittarius needs to be constantly in touch with the world to experience as much as possible. The ruling planet of Sagittarius is Jupiter, the largest planet of the zodiac. Their enthusiasm has no bounds, and therefore people born under Sagittarius sign possess a great sense of humor and intense curiosity.
I feel like that's true.
Thanks.
Yeah.
knowing you for 15 minutes now, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Where are the negative ones? When are they going to
come out? They're there somewhere.
How come she has no negative?
They're probably in there.
Freedom is the greatest treasure because only then they can freely travel and explore different cultures and philosophies. Because of their honesty, Sagittarius born are often impatient and tactless when they need to say or do something. So it's important to learn to express themselves in a tolerant and socially acceptable way.
Mm-hmm. I'm impatient.
Yeah? What happens if you get like too impatient?
That's the thing with me. If I get super impatient about something, I just get really like annoyed at things just like… So it's just like, okay, it all just comes in at once.
Okay. Mm. I'm like that too. Yeah. I like hold it in until like I'm like tipped off the edge and I turn big and green.
And that's the rising Sagittarius.
Okay, moon, same as Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sagittarius. Yep. So you're a Sagittarius sun and moon.
Yep.
Oh, that's possible.
Yep.
Okay.
What is it if it's… Moon is emotions, right?
Right. Moon is like how you express yourself.
So how do you express yourself as a Sagittarius? What was a Sagittarius again?
We're generally happy and easygoing.
Yeah.
As long as we don't feel caged in.
Yes.
And we have a need for activity like meeting new people, like traveling, going out in the world.
Yep.
We love open spaces.
Yes.
So we love the Dive Studios because it's so open, so bright. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have that same one.
Rising is more like love now, right? Damn, it's so confusing.
It really is confusing.
All right, she's a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, isn't that the big like bowl?
The big bowl.
Yeah. Intensity and loyalty are especially important to Taurus rising natives. These are highly sensual people who prefer the comforts that a one-to-one stable partnership offers.
Mm.
Although Taurus rising individuals value harmony and calm, their partnerships may be on the passionate side.
Oh, would you say you're a passionate lover?
I guess.
I don't even know. Taurus rising natives are often very comforting to be around. They have a stability about them that is soothing and an inner harmony that is attractive.
There's seriously no bad things.
I have no inner
about Alexis.
Did you guys like take it out or something?
Yeah. I mean.
Wow. Okay, so like since you know, a lot about horoscopes, out of everything about Sagittarius, which one would you say is like most accurate for you?
Oh, the most accurate out of the readings we've just had.
Or even like not included here, but some stuff that's like known about Sagittarius is, because I don't know anything.
Definitely there's the thing with Sagittarius that you constantly always have to like be doing something. Being stuck in one place doing nothing is like the worst for Sagittarius. Because I hate that stuff.
I feel like I could be a Sagittarius too.
You are rising, so this is how I see you.
Right. Oh, you're right. I am a Sagittarius rising. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
And then you're a Sagittarius moon, so I mean…
Oh.
Yeah.
We all
a bunch of Saggies.
Saggies, except for Peniel.
Except Peniel.
He's not in the club.
Oh my god.
Saggy club.
Saggy club.
All right, now we have the MBTI, also known as Myers-Briggs Type Indicator.
Is this who made it, Myers-Briggs? Mr. Briggs, is he the one who…
Mr. Briggs.
It was his mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm. Ah, mother and daughter. Yes. Mother Myers and daughter Briggs. Yeah? What? I want to know history on them. Like, what were they thinking when they made this?
Didn't you say you took a psychology class?
I did. Oh. I don't remember a Mother Myers or daughter Briggs.
Mother Myers did not think enough.
Yeah, I might have slept through a couple of the lectures.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll start with BM.
Yo.
He is an ENFJ-T.
I'm a protagonist. I'll save your life.
Okay, so these warm, forthright types love helping others and they tend to have strong ideas and values. They back their perspective with the creative energy to achieve their goals. Ooh. Huh. Protagonists are natural-born leaders, ooh, full of passion and charisma, with a natural confidence that begets influence. Protagonists take a great deal of pride and joy in guiding others to work together to improve themselves and their community.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. Mm. The interest protagonists have in others is genuine, almost to a fault. When they believe in someone, they can become too involved in the other person's problems, placing too much trust in them.
Yeah. Sounds right. He said what? Let's go beat his ass one time. I'm just kidding.
Luckily, this trust tends to be a self-fulfilling prophecy as protagonists' altruism and authenticity inspire those they care about to become better themselves. Oh, but if they aren't careful, they can overextend their optimism, sometimes pushing others further than they're ready or willing to go.
Oh, I've experienced that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow, I kind of have to like push the lines of like when I'm trying to inspire someone. Like sometimes I'll get the vibe. It's just like, all right, dude, I don't want to. Like, can you stop? Because I'll start getting repetitive sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll catch myself. I'm just like, okay, I already said this. I shouldn't. Say it again if it isn't, you know, if they're not on board with me, then it's all good.
Oh, okay. Protagonists are vulnerable to another snare as well. They have a tremendous capacity for reflecting on and analyzing their own feelings. But if they get too caught up in another person's plight, they can develop a sort of emotional hypochondria.
What's a hypochondria?
It's when you think you have what they have.
Oh, mm-hmm. like their problems become my problems?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, a nice way to say this would be like empathizing, right?
Like over-empathetic.
Over-empathetic. Okay.
Seeing other people's problems in themselves, trying to fix something in themselves that isn't wrong.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
I can see that. I catch myself. I mean, I don't think it's to an extent where it sounds this intense, but it's like… I feel like I put myself in a lot of other people's shoes a lot.
Mm.
Especially when I watch movies. I cry like a baby during movies. I'm not even going to lie. I'll be in the back. Like I'll have all my friends like sit in the front. Like if we're in a house. I'll just just try to hold it.
Okay. So hopping right along to Miss Ashley. Who is ESDF/A or T. Are you like right in the middle of those two?
No. I am ESFP-T.
ESFP/T. Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So it says these people love vibrant experiences, engaging in life eagerly, and taking pleasure in discovering the unknown.
Into the unknown.
Oh, back to this. They can be very social, often encouraging others into shared activities. Entertainers love the spotlight and all the world's a stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, come on, Shakespeare. Many famous people with the entertainer personality type are indeed actors, but they love putting on a show for their friends too, chatting with a unique and earthy wit, soaking up attention, and making every outing feel a bit like a party.
She does.
Life
she
of the party, Ashley?
I don't think so. They're being too kind. I don't think it's to that extent.
Well, you're never like a party pooper.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay.
I feel like… Yeah, you're always up. Whenever if there's one person up, you're always next to them up.
Like, okay. You know, at a party.
There's always up, you like up. Hey. You're.
I'm always dancing. Yeah, that's true.
Well, okay. There we go. Entertainment, life of the party. Utterly social, entertainers enjoy the simplest things, and there's no greater joy for them than just having fun with a good group of friends.
I see that.
Yeah. Mm. People with this personality type are often the first to help someone. Talk out a challenging problem, happily providing emotional support and practical advice.
Yep.
However, if the problem is about them, entertainers are more likely to avoid a conflict altogether than to address it head on.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I don't want to talk to her. Please, get away from me.
Don't perceive
me. Oh my god.
Oh no. Let's see. Not stopping at mere outfits. Entertainers inject artistic creativity into their words and actions too. Every day is a performance and entertainers love to put on a show, Ashley.
I'm just putting on a show every single day.
Is this
Wait.
A stage for you right now, Ashley?
What does it mean? I'm injecting artistic creativity into my actions, like everyday actions?
Like, I guess.
She said I'm like walking like I don't get it.
Swap a little bit of
okay, but the funny thing about me and my MBTI, so I took it like multiple times. Mm. First when I was in Ladies Code, I took it and I was an ESFJ.
Mm.
And then after my contract ended and I was like independent, I decided to take it again and then I was an ENFP, which is your type. Uh-huh. And then I took it last week again and then I became an ESFP.
So this changes according to like life experiences maybe.
I
how
guess.
You change, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
It can also depend on your mood too because like sometimes when you're like feeling like crap or when you're down, you can be more hard on yourself when answering questions.
True.
But I think the biggest change from me going to ESFJ to ENFP was… like when I was in Ladies Code, I was J and I felt like I needed to like control my life and I would hate spontaneous things. Like I would never make plans out of the blue, especially because my company controlled everything with like career-wise.
Right.
With my personal life, I guess I wanted to control it. So I was always like, I hated, people canceling on me and I hated like making plans out of the blue. But then I think after my contract ended and I just started living my life, I became more… like kind of like laid back and spontaneous. So I went from like a J to a P. And then with like S and N, it's kind of confusing because
it
I
is.
Feel like I can be both. But I'm more comfortable being an S, I feel like, because N, it's like so… what is it called? You gotta… S is more about like sensing things through your like five senses. Like what you see and what you experience hands on.
Whereas N is just going in blindly based off intuition.
Yeah. So I think I'm better with…
I'm an N too, so don't worry.
Well, I don't even know what any of these letters represent. Like what?
So E or I is introvert, extrovert. N is sensory versus intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
The T versus the F is…
thinking and feeling.
Thinking and feeling. And then the J and P is judgment versus perception.
Okay, so I'm an extrovert and the N is what?
Intuitive.
N is intuitive?
Yes.
So I'm intuitive. What's F?
Feeling.
What's
J? Your feeling type. Your judgment type.
Judgmental?
No, not judgmental.
Judgment. Just my judgment type is a T?
No, you're J. You're J.
Get me out of here.
I forget what the J and P means sometimes though, but meh.
Yeah.
I think the easiest way to like… the example that I saw was like, let's say you're looking at a painting and it's of a man and a woman, right? Mm-hmm. A J would see what's on there directly. Mm-hmm. You would see that there's a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. You would see the background. Maybe there's a beach and then maybe there's like a cat in the corner.
Yeah.
And then the N's, they look at the man and woman's faces. Like what are they thinking? Like what are they trying to like say to each other? Like what is the artist trying to like…
portray?
Yeah. But then me, I think I'm more factual. I'm just like, I see the… Yeah, I see the sunshine. Like, I see the cat. I see the… Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I get it a little bit more.
Okay.
I'll read Peniel's.
Okay.
Peniel is… Estpa.
Vespa.
ESTP-A. Okay, so the types that Peniel are, they tend to be energetic and action-oriented, deftly navigating whatever is in front of them. They love uncovering life's opportunities, whether socializing with others or in more personal pursuits. Entrepreneurs always have an impact on their immediate surroundings. The best way to spot them at a party is to look for the whirling eddy of people flitting about them as they move from group to group. Laughing and entertaining with a blunt and earthy humor. I feel like that's right.
Very blunt.
Very blunt. Entrepreneur personalities love to be the center of attention. If an audience member is asked to come on stage, entrepreneurs volunteer a shy friend.
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. With perhaps the most perceptive, unfiltered view of any type, entrepreneurs have a unique skill in noticing small changes. Whether a shift in facial expression, a new clothing style or a broken habit, people with this personality type pick up on hidden thoughts and motives where most types would be lucky to pick up anything specific.
That's
at all.
So true.
So he has like mad nunchi, huh?
Yeah.
Mad
and like, you know, most guys, when you get like a little hair trim, they don't notice it. Or
right.
When you do something different with your mm-hmm. makeup, they don't really notice it that well. But Peniel is always like, oh, you did something different. Oh. You look different today. What did you do? He always points it out.
Okay, wow.
Hey, this has nothing to do with when you were born, right? This is just personality.
No, this is just personality. Oh, okay, yeah.
Like you took the survey, right?
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now we're on Alexa's.
Me.
She is an ENFP-T, the campaigner. The campaigner personality is a true free spirit. They are often the life of the party. But unlike types in the explorer role group, campaigners are less interested in the sheer excitement and pleasures of the moment than they are in enjoying the social and emotional connections they make with others. Mm. Campaigners' self-esteem is dependent on their ability to come up with original solutions, and they need to know that they have the freedom to be innovative.
Whoa.
They can quickly lose patience or become dejected if they get trapped in a boring role.
Yeah.
Oh. The campaigner personality type needs to be careful, however, if they rely too much on their intuition, assume or anticipate too much about a friend's motivations, they can misread the signals and frustrate plans that a more straightforward approach would have made simple.
Yes, I am an overthinker to a T.
Yeah.
And like, if I'm hanging out with friends or like, if I just even get a message from a friend, I'm like, what do they mean by this? Do they hate me? Like,
oh, no.
Do all my friends hate me suddenly? Like,
that's stressful.
But like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just read too much into something and mm-hmm. then all these hypothetics start happening in mm-hmm. your brain.
Yeah.
Like,
she used to send me 2 smileys. Now she only sent me 1.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
It's like…
I overthink a lot too,
anxiety.
But only when I'm like PMSing
mm-hmm.
and when I'm sensitive, then I'll start overthinking like crazy.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't think you…
PMS?
No.
BMS.
I mean, sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I do overthink.
Yeah.
I do overthink.
Mm.
I mean, I try like not to care anymore.
Mm.
Like if it's a smiley thing, mm-hmm. I'm just like… Okay, I mean, maybe like, you know, I don't think he means it like that.
Right.
But like nowadays, I try to like keep it on a phone call as much as I can.
That's smart. Because
that like, you could tell by tone.
Right,
you know,
by inflection, yeah.
Yeah. Because there'd be times where I'll text him and then like they sound so like not into the conversation
yes.
or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you want to, let me call you real quick. And call and they'd be like, ah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then there'd be other times where like smiley, I call him, it's like, hello, I am super professional. Like, I don't need to put any emotions into this phone call. I'm just like, damn, bro. She sent me like 5 smileys and 3 like fire emojis. Like, what?
Yes, I am laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Okay, I think some people might have something to say about today's topic too.
Mm.
User JL92 says, I'm the youngest of 3 with an older brother and sister. We're each only 2 years apart in ages, but personality-wise, we are all very different. My sister and I are especially opposites, which often leads to many disagreements and clashing opinions. With that in mind, for as long as I can remember, I always dreaded thinking about what to buy our parents for the holidays. We sometimes buy our own separate gifts for them, but most of the time, we would chip in for a bigger gift from all of us. But that's where the problem begins. I feel like my siblings don't take my opinions and suggestions seriously, saying things like, don't buy them something they can get themselves, or save that for another occasion. It annoys the heck out of me because honestly speaking, I know my parents the best out of us three. I'm the most affectionate with them, even now at 28. I know what they like and could use. I think it doesn't hurt to give them a practical gift that they can make good use of. I would buy some of these items myself if I could afford it. In the end, I cannot recall the last time they actually took my suggestion. I have only ever received one apology from them when they heard that I was genuinely upset. I think they thought I was just being stubborn, but I really didn't like the way they worded their thoughts. One thing that makes me feel better is tattling on them to my parents, who are very understanding. I'm able to have serious conversations with both of them, even in recent years as adults. Have you guys had these kinds of problems with your siblings? How would or did you resolve conflicts with them? Ooh, do you have siblings?
I do. Oh. I have a younger brother who's 99.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're the oldest.
Yes, I am the oldest.
Oh, me too. I have a younger brother too.
Oh, okay.
He's the oldest too. He has two younger brothers.
Oh, okay. So we all got younger brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty much like on the same boat kind of as far as like sibling wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never had like any like serious discord with my brother about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how relatable I can be with this one.
I mean, like I don't think it's fair that they don't take her or JL's like
opinions and consideration.
Yeah, because if it were me, I think I would be like, let's take turns choosing the gift every year or something. And I don't think it's fair that they're just being like, oh, I'm gonna, like, we're gonna go with this. Your opinion is stupid. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But how to, like, resolve this? And
I mean,
You
could bring it up, but it depends on your older siblings, I feel like.
Right, because some people avoid conflict and they don't like confrontation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, you could keep it chill. Just be like, hey, I think, you know, I got good ideas too. You know, I feel like we should do this and this for them. If you guys don't like it, maybe I'll get something separate from you guys this year.
I feel like maybe you should just like seriously sit them down and have a genuine talk because,
I mean, if they say… Try to go with it like as chill as possible because this could easily be something between siblings where it's just like, why are you being so sensitive? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That could easily come up. Just be like, hey… I got a great idea. I'm thinking this and this and this. If you guys want to… If you guys are down, we could pitch in for that. I mean, if not, I could just get it myself. And we could get something… We could get the multiple gifts. Just like, boom. Take the little positive thing, you know?
Yeah.
And like, let's give him two gifts this year.
Mm-hmm. It's better than one sometimes.
Yeah. You guys get your gift. I'll get my gift.
Yeah.
Let's see who likes it better. No, I'm just
kidding. Competition. Turn it into competition.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
I feel like you could do that.
Hmm.
That would be my advice.
Okay, moving on. User Ugida. Ugida.
Ugida.
Sorry, I don't know. Says, hi, I've been dealing with this issue for so long and don't really know how to handle this anymore. I have an identical twin, which is by far the best thing that could have happened to me. But it really saddens me that I get compared to her all the time.
Oh.
It's gotten to a point where I wish I was her. She's more the outgoing and extroverted type and I'm really reserved and shy most of the time. I could never develop my own personality because people always wished I'd just be like her. My sister has never noticed this. That's why I always put myself down, thinking to myself, I will never be as good as her.
Oh no.
My thoughts have become really toxic lately and I wanted to finally stop. I was wondering if you had any similar experiences, maybe getting compared to other trainees, idols, friends, or even siblings. Do you have any tips on how to overcome it?
Oh man, this is hard. Rough. I mean, identical twin you're being compared to? That's like, it's you, but it's not you.
But that's how people see it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
rough.
We deal with being compared to all the time, even as trainees. But, but then to be compared to your sister, more like your identical twin, that sounds so harsh.
I mean, I don't really know how much this would solve, but you are going to be different from your twin, of course. But, at the end of the day, maybe just sit down, write down what is similar between you and your twin. And then what makes you different. And then find like ways to love the differences that you have.
Yeah.
Put positive energy into that.
Yeah.
So don't focus on how you're similar or how you're not similar. Focus on specifically what makes you different, I guess.
Take your reserved and your Sayu and then like turn that into like some swag. You know what I mean? Like you could another way to say reserved and shy is mysterious.
Mysterious.
And sometimes mysterious could be sexy. Ooh. So there you go.
Did you ever get compared to your brothers? Because you guys have three brothers.
Yeah. I think they were probably like compared to me a little bit. Because in my high school, there weren't a lot of Asian people, right? Mm. So me being like the dance team guy, like after the first rally, I was like, there was like a rally where I performed. And after that day, everyone just like, oh, yo, Asians are the shit. They can dance and do all this pop, lock, drop, all this. You know what I mean? And then like since that year, what everyone tells me, like all the younger cats tell me, like that were Asian after me, says like they got more respect as an Asian. Like
that's
after
nice.
That. So I mean, like I don't know if they were really compared, but I don't know. I guess Asians are cool at my school now. Yeah,
as they should be.
Yeah. Shoot. Comparison wise, I feel like I've never really been compared to people too much, just because. I don't know if I didn't see it, if it wasn't in my head, or I was like just like very focused on myself. Mm-hmm. But that could be a way to kind of like keep that out of your head. Mm-hmm. Focus on you. You know what I mean? Like figure out yourself and yeah.
Yeah. I think what Alexa said was right, because when I was in like junior high school or high school, I compared myself to my girlfriends or my friends around me, you know.
Especially
growing up in a church community where there are so many kind and smart aunties. Mm-hmm. And you're always thinking to yourself like, oh, I wish I could be as smart as her. Or like, oh, I wish I was as pretty as her. Or I wish I was talented as her. Mm-hmm. And then I guess like as you grow older, you kind of find more things about yourself that you like. And you're like, oh, like… I'm happy being me. So yeah.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of pretty girls at your church?
Oh my God.
My church was like 80% girls. Ooh. Yeah. We had a lot of girls.
Should have been born in Brooklyn.
New York. Queens.
Oh, I'm sorry. Queens.
Excuse me. My dad's from Queens.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Queens is there.
Wait, did you live there? No, right?
No, but we visited family in Queens a lot when I was growing up. So.
Yeah, Queens. Okay.
All right, girls. We're going to wrap it up now.
All right. Guys, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you again to Alexa for joining us today. All right. Before we let you go, Alex, do you have anything you want to say to our fans or promote?
Well, for one, thanks for listening to Get Real, because you support Dive Studios. That also means supporting Epic somehow. So thank you. I've also got a vlog channel I recently started on.
Okay.
It's called Alexa360. You can find it on the YouTubes if you do so wish to. But other than that, yeah, it's just me.
Okay, go.
Subscribe.
Like.
Comment.
Turn on
the notification button.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, so stay tuned, guys, and stay updated on the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, and our full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods.
Yo.
Make sure to follow and review this podcast, and thank you for listening, everyone.
5 stars.
Bye.
No less. Peace. Thank you, Alexa.
Thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.